This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Well, February really is the month of love, the month of romance, and let's talk about sex. My friend Laura Korn is back on the podcast. This woman knows a thing or two about seduction because she is a New York Times best-selling author. She wrote the book 101 Nights of Great Sex. She's been on 50 Shades of K before, and we're also going to talk about her book 101 Nights of Great Romance. Laura, I'm so glad to talk to you again.
I was just saying off the air that when I saw your name on the list, I got to tell you, I got excited. The anticipation of being on your show is through the roof because I think you're I wish I'd come up with the name 50 Shades of K.
I know, right? Well, in the podcast, like I say to people all the time, like the podcast is not just about sex. Yes, we have some sexy talk that goes on, and you're one of the guests that I really enjoy talking to you about in regards to that topic, but it's a woman's lifestyle podcast. And when it comes to women and our needs and wants, a lot of it is, too, about romance, which is why it's great that you have the 101 Nights of Great Romance book. But you are the expert of seduction. Why don't you explain to people listening, in case they aren't familiar with your books, what your concept is and why you have these sort of these pages and these mysterious things that you do with your partner?
You know, I got lucky many, many years ago. I came up with this formula, and it was based because I was in a long-term relationship and things had gotten stale, and every book I read, everything was saying the same thing. Like, whenever you bring a new toy, a new book, or a new position, or something into the bedroom, you're increasing the spirit of adventure, right?
Yep.
And when you do that, you and your partner feel more excited. And that means women being the initiator, you know, being the seducer, and men, you know, kind of taking turns. So the key to long-term passion was surprises. You know, erotic variety, novelty. Whenever you did that, it really boosted the relationship and got it really excited. And I remember just going, how would you do a book of surprises? You know, how would you do this? Every book says we should surprise our partner, but it's hard to do. You know, and then it hit me, Kat. It was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to put these sexy things in sealed envelopes. Right?
Yes. It's amazing. And it's a genius idea. These sealed pages are so mysterious. The excitement is unbelievable when you wonder, well, what page did he just rip out? What's he going to do? Where's he going to take me? Where are we going to go? What are we going to try? That is just so genius that you came up with that.
I was looking through a magazine and I saw a perfume ad. And you know how the perfume ad has the flap that seals over? This
yes.
is how it happened. I was staring there. At the same time, I was saying, how would you do a book of surprises? And then this perfume had showed up, and I was like, oh my God. I opened up it, you know, put the perfume on my wrist. I'm like, that's it.
And this is how you've been helping people in the bedroom and in their relationships, because 101 Nights of Great Sex is just that. There's 50 for him. There's 50 for you. And then the final one?
You have to wait and do that one last.
You do.
So the concept is, it's like, it's what's inside the sealed envelope. So there's a sealed envelope for his eyes only, for her eyes only, and you get together and you flip, and this is what the fun part of the book is. You flip through the titles, because each sealed envelope has a name, like number one, for his eyes only, Honey Lingus. Ooh, I wonder
Honey
what
Lingus.
That is.
Hello.
Number three, Shake and Bake, Her Eyes Only. And of course, the infamous number two, the velvet tongue.
Which is my favorite. Wait, I take that back. My husband would say that's his favorite, if you know what I'm saying.
I kind of do, since I've done it only about 35 times.
Yeah, that was a question I had for you. Have you tried everything that you have put in your books?
Oh, I've tried so much more. Obviously, you know, I have some of my favorites. The one I did like 2 years ago for Valentine's Day probably goes down as probably, outside of the velvet tongue, my favorite, and it's called number 52, A Daring Dessert. And it involves, I'm going to give you some ingredients, because you're a sexy lady.
So oh, I think you're it's so kind of sweet.
I know you are. So I want to know what you would do with these ingredients, okay?
Yeah.
So you know how the book is. You rip out the sealed envelope. He rips out a sealed envelope. And then sometime in the next week or two, you have to surprise each other. And that is based on my magic formula for long-term passion. And that is anticipation. And that's when you rip out the sealed envelope. You don't know what's coming. You're so excited. Where are you going? What you doing? You have no idea. Then plus creativity equals great sex. So the creativity is inside the sealed envelope. But this one is called A Daring Dessert. So here's your clues, okay?
All right.
I want to know what you would do with these items to turn your honey on, okay?
Yeah.
All right. One long coat. One paper, large brown paper bag. And dessert.
Okay, well, my thought is that I would have him meet me at a hotel when I answer the door, because I'd be in the hotel. I would just have on the long coat and nothing underneath. Now, we'd come inside and enjoy the dessert that we... I don't know what we do with the paper bag, though. Help me out, Laura. I'm like, we put the dessert on each other and eat it off each other, maybe, but...
Okay.
Or is there something in the brown paper bag? Can I put whatever I want in the brown paper bag?
Yes. Well, you know, kid. I mean, isn't that fun? So he would see you rip out a daring dessert. What's so cool is I give you an idea. You can toss my recipe out, or you can add your own ingredients, or you could do whatever you want. He will never know what part came from your imagination or the book, right?
I love that you do bring that up, because it is true, having played around with the book, you can manipulate these however they see fit for the two of you. But what's kind of nice is if you're in a relationship, for people listening, that maybe one person isn't as experimentative or doesn't really know where to start, Laura gives you the playbook. So if it's goofy or silly and you want to laugh, just put it back on Laura. Be like, oh, well, she made it up. And it almost gives you the freedom to be this experimental, because the book is telling you to do it. Am I right?
Oh, my God. You are so right. Because sometimes women, especially when they're the initiators, they need permission, right? You said it. They, you know, sometimes, and when you're doing the book together as a couple, you both have permission to be wild. And, you know, and because you know where the ideas are coming from, but, and you don't know what part of when you execute one of these fun things to do, you don't know what part of it came from the book or your own imagination. But let me go back to the daring dessert. So that's what you would do with a daring dessert. But the way it's written, because this is a super fun one to do. I dare every woman to do this for Valentine's Day. You ready?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, you could do it at home, but it's really meant when you're out in public. So you go to the restaurant, right? And you've got a long coat. And you're having your, you know, you've got a long coat. You've got a sexy outfit on. And then towards the end, before you order dessert, you go into the bathroom. What do you think you're going to do there?
Am I going to take off some part of the sexy outfit and put it in the paper bag?
You are. You are going to take off your clothes. And you're going to have something sexy underneath, right? wait for the line. So then you put it in the brown paper bag, or it could be a big gift bag or whatever it is. Because he'll be curious why you're coming in with the bag, right?
Yeah.
So that's also the tease part. So when you walk out, you can imagine, right? You got your long coat on, and whether you're in garter belts or stocking, whatever, or naked. You sit back at the table, and then you hand him the bag.
That's
and then
hot.
Watch his expression.
That is hot. Yeah. See, this is why it's so fun and just in time for Valentine's Day. That's why people listening, you need to get this book. You need to rush order this book. And you can even go to 101nights.com for more details. But these titles are fun. And Laura, your approach to this is so fun and warm, and you're excited and enthusiastic that it's not anything too much or too little. It's just what you need it to be, because you can, like you said, kind of make tweaks to things, what works for you and your partner.
Yeah. Taking the time, the biggest sexual complaint of couples is they're kind of in a bedroom rut, right?
Yeah.
And they love each other, but they've lost the passion. And the only reason why they've lost the passion is because people are just so busy, they fail to make time for the relationship. And even if they do, even if they make time, it's you're distracted, same old moves, in and out. You know what I mean? And you can't have passion in routine. Routine is good for that warm, comfortable sex. But if you want passion, it involves anticipation and creativity.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah. Well, and it's not a book that you're reading. It's a playbook. You're participating. It's a book that you do. And it really will get you so excited, because think about how you feel when you have something you're looking forward to. Let's say, you have dinner plans, or you're excited to go to a concert or take a trip. It's that anticipation, that buildup. That's what this book is going to give you for your time with your partner. And the mystery of not knowing what he's ripped out of the book is unreal. It just is, because you're like, what is he going to do? And that's why I love that you did 101 Nights of Great Romance. I mean, let me go through some of these titles here for people listening.
Sure.
These titles, one, Mr. Big. What about Hot
Ooh.
Lips? Peekaboo? Satins and See-Throughs? Double Dare You? Crack the Code? Show and Tell? Chocolate Fondue? Do It in Public? Make It Spicy, Ring Her Bell. Yeah, this book also. Well done, Laura. You figured it out. You have, and that's why you have sold millions and millions of copies to date of your books, because they're successful and they're fun and they're easy to do.
Thank you for that. And believe it or not, I have saved so many marriages.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, I only because, you have to put some effort into a relationship. And I think really men want to please us, but they, women don't want to say, hey, do this, because then it won't be romantic, right? Or, hey, do that, sexually. We don't communicate because we think that they should read our minds. And men really do want to please us. And guess what? Guys are not going to sit down and read a book on sex. But you know what they will do? They will rip out a sealed envelope and take directions.
Heck yeah.
And go, oh, I can do this. Hey, yes, I can do this.
And you are right about putting effort in. I mean, people say, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. No, the grass is greener where you water it. And when you put effort into your relationship, that's when you're going to see change. And whether it be right now, because it's February and it's the month of love, or it's today, whatever, put effort into your relationship and do it with the help of Laura Korn and her books, 101 Nights of Great Romance and 101 Nights of Great Sex. Just imagine how happy this world would be if everybody had 101 Nights of Great Sex.
You're so cute. I love you. Let's take a look at Valentine's Day. So what an amazing day to reset the relationship on the right course, right?
Yeah.
Because now, by giving this to him or her, what you're really saying is, I desire you. I want you. You know what I mean? We're going to start on Valentine's Day, and for the rest of the year, spicing it up. I mean, is there anything sexier than that?
No, there's definitely not. And if you finish the book, if you fly through it after 101 days, you've flown through the book, what's really fantastic is that at 101nights.com, you can sign up for the naughty list. This is the list you want to be on this list. And you can get Laura's free weekly newsletter, which provides fresh and flirty tips on how to spice up your love life. And Gwyneth Paltrow, she loves your books. Britney Spears, Heather Locklear's talked about them. And David Letterman. I mean, you're the sex expert for the stars.
You know what? I think, honestly, whether you're a celebrity or not, we all are faced with the same challenges. How do we keep it exciting? You know, and this is a great tool. It's playful. It's fun. You know, you rip out your sealed envelope. You try to execute it. You make your partner feel special. You do it, whether it's once a week, twice a week, or once a month. You do it enough to keep your relationship. You know, like you said, I love that line you just said about, you know, the grass is not greener. It's where you water it.
Yep.
I'm stealing that.
Oh, but it's so true. Well, have you ever heard the other one? The grass may be greener, but every yard has a turd in it.
But it just goes
to show that no relationship is perfect. It's just the time and the effort that you put in, and you've done your research, and you can tell in your voice the excitement that you have and how enthusiastic you are about it, because you know this is helping people, and I know it's brought excitement and happiness to your life as well. So congratulations on all the success. It's well deserved. And for people listening, get these books. You will have such a fun time. And again, put it on Laura. Say, well, the page says I should do this. The book said I should do this. So let's give it a whirl. And you might find something very new that you're going to do often, like the velvet tongue. They need to figure out what that is. I'm not even going to tell them.
Well, it's a lot better than the Velcro tongue.
Yes, it is.
The velvet tongue. But, you know, give the gift of love. What sexier gift can you give your partner? I mean, you know, let's face it, the candies, the teddy bears, and all of it's not going to really give a gift that keeps on giving and giving and giving. And, I love the book because I believe in it. I've seen millions of couples be transformed. As long as they're doing one of my interactive books, their relationship is on fire. That's actually the truth.
Yes, and then your partner is constantly thinking about you, and you're thinking about them. And that's what it was like for a lot of people at the start of the relationship, when it's just bliss and you're just so, you know, infatuated with each other. It's the honeymoon stage, and then life gets busy and schedules get chaotic and you lose your way a little bit, and this can bring you back. And what a great gift to give someone on Valentine's Day and give your partner. And a Valentine's Day, you're never going to forget. Let me tell you that.
No, you're not. And by the way, I love to tell women almost every Valentine's Day morning, and it's a work day, right? I always get up a little early. I get dressed. I wear something. I get back into bed. You know, I've got that bed head. You know, and then put something on, put some cologne, whatever, and then I just go down under. I just start that day off with a bang. I mean, that's all I'm going to tell you, because you set the tone for the whole day when you have sex in the morning.
Yeah.
Might not be easy to pull off, especially if you have to get up super early.
Laura, you know what time I get up? I get up at 3 a.m., Laura.
So when was the last time you had sex at 2:45?
It's possible, though.
You can also, you know, right before you go out, if you're going to go out, a lot of people wait till the last, you know, really late at night when they're coming in or whatever, when they're too tired, you know, and a lot of people like honeymoon sex. They don't have, you know, like, or honeymoon, you know. So just make sure no matter what you do, I love the fact that the woman initiates the sex on Valentine's Day. That's what I do. That's what I recommend, whether it's the daring dessert. I mean, let's face it, if you do the daring dessert, you're coming home. You're coming home and you're having sex.
Yeah, you are. 101 nights of great sex. Well, Laura, thank you for being on 50 Shades of K again. This is our third time talking with you on Valentine's Day. Promise that we'll talk again next year.
You bet. And I love you. And everyone's so lucky to have you.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you, Laura. Keep up the great work. And thank you for the 101 nights of great romance. I can't wait to jump into this book.
Okay, check it out on Amazon. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.